Well, I don't know where all that is. I'm down in the city, and when I get up this way, I know the major roads on the major highways. But you know, you get outside of Midland, Saginaw Bay City, Flint, and kind of like, where's that at? So, but yeah, it sounds like you were working some sort of local repeater, plus you were also hitting the Bay City. But if you were working Randall, you were definitely hitting the Bay City, that's for sure. So it can be fun when the band opens up. It'll be less fun in a while, but for now, we enjoy it while we can, right?
Well, I heard this year's supposed to be pretty good, so we'll take it for what it was. I just thought it was interesting because I'm quite a bit farther west, actually west of Mount Pleasant, where I'm at, and that's what we were doing, but I just thought it was interesting, because I know Bay City's not that big of a footprint.
Well, I don't know if you got to attend to the phone call, but yeah, no, he's just got that kind of up on a small tower, you know, and there's a site plan for it, but, you know, then you got to get to it, and we all got a lot of stuff to get to, so, all right, I don't know if you got to get that phone call or not, but we'll let you deal with it. WRU
850. WRFX 966. WSEL 664, monitoring mobile gross yield.
Station 850, WIUG, grade 8.
Yeah, Jack, and I think we had a gross eel station check in as well. But, yeah, go ahead, Jack.
John, the 600 repeater is kicking every night about 8 o'clock. It's going to Ohio. It's going past up north every night.
Well, I don't know what specific repeater where, but band openings are crazy. There's absolutely nothing you can predict about them. I mean, they're generally in a basic direction, but band conditions are just that. They're unpredictable. So you get what you get. I know we've had a lot of band, enhanced band conditions. Oh, I just missed, oh, is it close? No. Rats, I just missed a rest area I wanted to stop at. Son of a gun.
Well, I even talked to the guy. He was 30 miles north of Cadillac. Over.
That's how that works. You never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes
that is a haul. I think the craziest ducting I ever had was I worked a guy in Wisconsin once. Or I should say a guy in Wisconsin worked local repeater. That was crazy. You don't generally get ducks setting up in that path. But certainly did. So anytime they're over a lot of land, you got some weird stuff going on.
That station in Grassell, I think you. Anyhow, I'm gonna stand by. I'm gonna back out of here. Anyhow, WIUG 48. Maybe the guy in Grassell wants to come and